Government aid for refugees is helpful, but it has its limits. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we're going to hear from a ministry that's serving refugees where the government can't. And then stay tuned to learn about how you can pray for Hindus during a season of Hindu festivals. That story coming up in just a few minutes. But we'll start today with a look at the United Nations. Stop registering Syrian refugees in Lebanon back in May 2015. It's been over 2 years now. And the UN only formally recognizes 1 million Syrian refugees in Lebanon. But they admit that the population today has probably doubled. Heart for Lebanon serves these refugees by providing physical aid and schooling. Heart for Lebanon's Camille says they work with around 27,000 refugees every month.
It could look overwhelming, the number 27,000, but it's only a drop in the bucket of the numbers who need aid. And unfortunately, people who are registered with the UN are the only one who might get any aid from government agencies.
Heart for Lebanon's Christian staffers also spend time with refugee families. As a result, many of those families have embraced Jesus.
We have worshiping communities now in the south of Lebanon. We have 13 different Bible studies of folks who want to be discipled. This is what excites us.
Heart for Lebanon is raising their capital campaign to raise money for their New Hope Center. Now, this building will serve as a school for refugee children, a chapel for the refugee church, and a relief and care space. And right now, a donor is going to match every dollar given up to $300,000. If you want to get involved, we've got the links at missionnews.org. Next, there's been significant political movement recently in defense of the sanctity of human life in the U.S. Last week, the House of Representatives passed the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, which would ban abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. We spoke with Chris Fossey of Bethany Christian Services for some context.
This has been introduced into Congress before, but it basically is taking the knowledge that we now have, which is different than what we knew in 1973 when Roe v. Wade passed. A baby, a preborn child at the 20 weeks gestation or earlier can feel pain and responds to pain.
Abortion is a polarizing issue, even between Christians. Fossey says it's important that we continue to inform ourselves on the topic and seek common ground with each other.
This is a wonderful opportunity to educate ourselves and to continue to dialogue and work to bridge gaps. Because at the end of the day, we all want what's best for that child and for their parents.
Bethany believes that every child deserves the right to enter life and be cared for by a loving family. You can learn more about their work and find other ways to fight for the sanctity of human life in the full story at our website. And for 25 years, Paul Philidis of WorldChristian.com has been distributing the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide. But recently, he created one focused on a religious group of 1 billion plus members, Hindus. But it isn't just about praying for people far, far away either. It's about preparing for interactions in our own backyards.
Traditionally, we've always talked about missions going to other parts of the world. And nowadays, we see a lot of the world coming to us. So missions is becoming much easier in a sense if we as the North American church or the Western church could open our hearts and embrace people and welcome people.
For 15 days, roughly coinciding with the season of Hindu festivals, Christians will pray that Hindus recognize Jesus as the one true God. But that's not all.
It is not just a list of items to pray for, but it has pictures, it has text. In other words, it has an educational element to it. People can learn as they read through it.
Prayer's already begun, but it's never too late to join. Learn how you can get involved at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Christian Aid Mission is offering a free ebook called Finishing the Task. It chronicles the lives of 9 Native missionaries working in some of the most dangerous places on earth. The stories bring to life what it means to take the good news of the Savior to every tongue, tribe, and nation. For your free copy, click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.